Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today. People are still getting up slow from the Thanksgiving, I guess, the overeating. A lot of people overeat. In fact, that research showed this year that most of us were taking in 4,500 calories. 4,500 calories in just the Thanksgiving meal. And that included 230 grams of fat. That's equal to 3 sticks of butter. You know what? I did not take in 4,500 calories or 230 grams of fat. I was a good girl. And, you know, but in the past, I know that, you know, people have told me they have really, really gone overboard. I had people before noon even texting me and Facebooking me and messaging me apologizing that they had gone off the bandwagon. People I don't even know. So if that was you, I hope that you are back on the bandwagon because really, you know, obviously we want to take care of our temple. And this show is about taking care of our temple, our health, preventing disease, food, family, fun, fitness, and faith. And we're going to be talking about that and more today. I'm so excited about our guests. I have three guests on today. And in just a few minutes, two of my guests will tell a story about their transformation on their health and also their body. I posted their pictures on Facebook. These women have inspired so many people. You got to hear their story. And, you know, it's just pretty awesome that they have the perseverance and the discipline they do. And then after that, my good friend Charlene Brocious from Peregrine's Landing will be on. And we'll be talking about family and all the wonderful things that we can do to help our family as they age and as they need our help and things like that. This Thanksgiving was so extremely special for me, having my mom living with me, my 91-year-old mom. I posted some of her beautiful pictures on Facebook, of my entire family's pictures on Facebook, and it was just a blessing. Went over my sister's house, and it was a wonderful time. We both made turkeys. I made my organic turkey, and it was just such a blessing to all be together and really to think about the blessings in our life and just be thankful that we're breathing, for the breath in our lungs, you know, first and foremost. And, you know, we're going into December tomorrow. I can't even believe it. December is tomorrow. And it becomes a crazy, crazy, crazy time of the year with the hustle and the bustle and the shopping. And people always say the same thing. I don't want it to be about that craziness and the hustle and the bustle. Let's keep, you know, Christ in Christmas. Let's keep the reason for the season. And I'm all for that. So, you know, we'll be talking about that as the weeks go on here and how we can, number one, take care of our temple, eat healthy, make, you know, Christmas cookies that are healthy cookies and things like that. And also, later on today, I'll be talking about my programs that I'm releasing in 2014. And of course, you know, I'm so excited to roll out my holistic, healthy program, which is actually going to be once a month in 2014. That's something new coming down the pike. And also, of course, my 12-week healthy eating programs. And I, of course, am interested in going back to, you know, offering my Bible study, my healthy eating, healthy living Bible study that I've offered in the past. And this year, I'm so excited to be incorporating. In the past, I've incorporated Daniel's fast, some of the information from Daniel's fast, along with my own Raw Truth signature Bible study. And this year is the new Daniel's plan, or Daniel plan. The Daniel plan is being released, and I'm excited to be incorporating that as well. So there's just so much going on that I'm excited about, and then I'm just feel very blessed that God is using me in so many different platforms like this to be able to help you take care of your temple and to live that abundant life that God has promised us. So, you know, when we come back, I'm going to bring in two guests that have an inspirational story. So stay with us. Do not go anywhere. Get your green smoothie and put your feet up and stay with me. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. And we are back. Thank you for joining us. If you're just joining us, we are talking about food, family, fitness, fun, faith, everything, okay? And my two guests right now, I can't wait till you hear their inspirational story. And don't forget that next week, Dr. Cecchetti will be in from Buffalo Sports and Spine. I'm excited to have him on joining us. And later on in the show, my good friend Charlene Brocious will be on. And, of course, we're going to be talking about taking care of your family. And oh, everybody's thinking about family right now. And so it's just appropriate that we do that. And but right now, sitting across from me are two beautiful ladies. I posted their picture on social media. And Lorraine Mara and Jackie Blackwell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me. And, you know, I'm so grateful to have you on today. And I posted your pictures, but I should have posted the before pictures, actually. And I didn't have one to post, but maybe you probably do. You know, I met both of you in my Raw Cuts class, my weight training class at the BAC. And I, along with many, many people in the class, have seen both of your bodies shrink over the last couple of months. Not just shrink, but really both of you have transformed your health. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that, because obviously you've inspired people in the class, and I know you can inspire people who are listening right now. Let me start with you, Jackie. You know, both of you are kind of just, you blow me away. Jackie, you are in my kickboxing class as well, okay? Yeah. And you, so many people have said the same thing to me. You are a ball of fire, and your body has completely changed over the last few months. Tell me what you've been doing.
Well, basically, I needed to get healthy, so obviously that was one of the things I needed to do, was start working out. And as I joined the BAC club and came into your class, and it was as a result of Lorraine, really.
I was
talking to her husband, and he was telling me that she had joined. Anyway, I went and watched your class, and I thought, gee, you know, if you can combine weights with exercise, that was a great way to, you know, to get started. I had done kickboxing before, and although it was a few years that I hadn't done it, and I wasn't sure whether I could still do it, so I just thought, well, let's try. Get in there and use your skills that you remember and just see what happens. And so I really found I really enjoyed it. And really, Robbie, you've been a big motivating factor.
No.
I love your class. I enjoy it. I get such an ecstasy, really. When I come out of there, I really feel great. And it's just because of how you've set your class up and the wonderful people that are in there. I think, you know, I'm 72 years old. I don't mind telling you that.
Oh, my gosh. I just posted her picture on, even Charlene sitting across from us, her eyes are, but that's wild, okay? You look at least 10, 15 years younger than you are.
Thank you. And to look around in the classroom and seeing, you know, these 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds, I feel like I can compete just as well with them, and I enjoy really learning the skills and doing them correctly. And that's the other thing I think we both have made a comment, is that you're always right there to make sure that our elbows are Velcros to our ribs and doing the right motion so that we're getting the maximum benefit from the class. I really enjoy it.
You are unbelievable. I honestly, you probably told me your age before, but I did not know that you were in your 70s, Jackie. That is impressive, okay? I mean, we know that as we age, we lose muscle mass and our metabolism slows down. And our energy level slows down as a result of that, too.
Absolutely.
Well, you are not only keeping up with some of the 20, 30, and 40, and 50-year-olds, but you're, like, blowing some of them away. I just want to say that, because I've seen that, your energy. But you have really, I don't know exactly how much weight you've lost and how much pounds or body fat you've lost in inches, but I know that you have changed sizes, inches, and lost, yes. You know, weight.
I've lost 38 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had a cholesterol test or a blood work test in the end of August, and all my numbers are great. I'm very pleased with them. And I'm working to get off medication. That's my goal.
Wow. Praise God. And that's how we do it. We know we can prevent disease and even reverse disease. And medication is not the way to go, although the pharmaceutical company wants us to believe that, you know,
right.
we can eat whatever we want and right. just take, you know, medication. But,
right.
you know, your family must be so proud of you.
They are. My husband saw me the other day walking away from him, and he said, you know, you are really looking good, even from behind.
I love that. Hey, that's not bad to hear. You know, that helps.
That's an extra motivation. And then getting back into clothes I haven't been into in years is another motivational factor. So,
well, muscle, you know, you pick the right thing. Muscle dictates metabolism, and many people focus just on cardio, cardio, cardio. They just don't get it, that it's really right. that muscle just dictates metabolism. So, you know. Hey, you can do it at home, too. I mean, you come
yes.
into the gym, but I know that, you know, people can buy my Raw Cuts video and
yes.
do it at home. Go to my website, robbyraw.com. But it's really inspirational, Jackie, to see somebody like you, and I appreciate you coming in. And I did not know that your good friend Lorraine is the one that inspired you. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Really, congratulations to Jackie and Lorraine. You guys are such an inspiration, and in so many ways. Lorraine,
yes.
you also, I know, have transformed your health and your body. What inspired you? How did this all start?
Well, in April, I turned 63.
Oh, my gosh. You don't look your age either.
And I never exercised, and my doctor said I was heading...
Wait, you never exercised before
no.
that?
No.
And you're doing Raw Cuts right now?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I mean, my doctor said I had to change my ways, so I looked around different gyms, and I liked where you were at the BAC, and I decided I need to move, and being in a class of women and your motivation mm-hmm. helped me to kick my butt and get going,
uh-huh.
you know, I've lost 24 pounds.
Wow.
And, I just feel great. I look great. All my numbers
yes.
when I've had my blood test done have all come down. I'm hoping to get off medication also and my CPAP machine
yes.
and not become diabetic. That's my goal, you know.
Yes.
And I've been building muscle and losing fat.
Wow. I'm telling you, it's you know, people lose body fat and increase muscle, and not always can I see such a huge transformation so quickly as I have with both of you. And, you know, I'll pay you later for all those, you know, for all the things, the nice things that you've said to me to make me feel like it's about, you know, what I've done for you. It's really about what you're doing for yourself, taking care of the temple and the body that God gave you, and really, you know, living life, because none of us want to be sick and thick and tired, do we? I mean,
no.
You know, I've been there. I don't want to be there. And you are really, it's about your discipline and your perseverance. And I have seen that in both of you over the last few months. And it's inspired so many people. And I just can't tell you how thrilled I am and how proud of you I am. And if you can do it, anyone can do it,
yes.
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, 63
yes.
and 72. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'll tell you,
my brain tells me I'm 25.
My brain tells me I'm 25 too. So, you know, I'll tell you, you know, what worked in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, and even your 50s doesn't work. You know, you have to know the right thing to do.
Correct.
To take care of your temple, the right thing to eat, and obviously the right exercise to do, because
right.
there's no messing around it,
no.
it you know, that in your 50s and 60s and 70s. It's just, You want to live, you want to have the energy not just to make it through the day, but make a difference in the lives of the people around you. You need to take care of the body God gave you and your health. And so
exactly.
I just want to thank you for coming on the show today. You're such an inspiration to so many. I want to congratulate you and say keep going.
Yes.
Yes, we will.
You can do rock cuts at home.
Yes.
You can do it in the gym. And you can, you know, really, it doesn't have to be rock cuts, but I know that you like that class. And I'm just so grateful to have met you, and I'm grateful that God placed you in my life. So we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors, but I just wanted to say thank you, Jackie and Lorraine, for coming in today, and God bless you. We're going to have to check back with you, too, okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Robbie.
Okay,
thank
God
you.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. And we are back. Don't forget to go to my website, RobbieRaw.com. Check out all the new programs coming up in 2014. You know, it's Cyber Monday coming up, and why not just shop in your underwear or in your gym clothes or whatever from home, and you can really go to my website and ask Santa for one of my DVDs so you can work out at home. I'll tell you, Jackie and Lorraine's story is so inspirational, but that can be you too. You know, it doesn't matter. Everybody can work out either at home or in the gym and transform their life and their health and eat right. And I'm excited about my next guest, Charlene Brocious. I posted her picture on social media as well. She was actually just over my house and just over the weekend. And good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Robbie.
I'm so grateful that you're here today. And, you know, I reposted the picture of you and my mom. And you were over with our cousin / sister, Nanette, and this weekend. And, you know, my mom was so happy that you guys were over. We grew up together, you and I, and go way, way back. Our mothers were best friends, and so were we. And then you got married and went your way, and I went the, you know, career track way. And God has just reunited us again, and for such a beautiful, beautiful time of our life, too. And you are obviously taking care of the elderly, which has really helped me in so many ways, and taking care of my mom. Because, you know, even though I'm taking care of my mom at home, and not everyone we can do that. I say that to my friends all the time, because my friends, obviously, most of them can't do that. I can refer them to people like you who have been working in the field for many, many years at Peregrine's Landing. What is your official position there?
I'm the administrator.
Yes, you're in charge. You're the honcho. And, but you know, I want to talk about Peregrine's Landing, but you are such an incredible resource and blessing, you know, for me, because it hasn't been my expertise over the years taking care of the elderly. Although I've been taking care of my mom for, you know, 20 years, I don't know the resources that are out there. You have been, you know, such a blessing, and you are actually have some informational meetings and sessions coming up that you can help others. Tell us about that, because are they at Peregrine's Landing?
Actually, the next one that we're having is going to be at the Holiday Inn Express on Niagara Falls Boulevard, right across from the Niagara Falls Airport, on Wednesday, December 11th, and it runs all day, starting at about 9 o'clock in the morning. And if individuals are interested in that, and we'll talk about it through the show, but if people are interested in getting a walk in someone's shoes opportunity, it is called a virtual dementia tour. And
a virtual dementia tour.
And I'm a certified trainer in that. And what we do is we actually take participants and allow them to experience the physical, the sensory, and the cognitive deficits that individuals have when they have dementia type disease or Alzheimer's. And it gives people a different perspective, and it allows them to look through a different window when they're caring for their loved one. And one of the things that you bring up when we started the show is, you know, about friendship, about, you know, looking for resources. You had two individuals here that were neighbors, and, you know, through that friendship and their relationship with each other got into trying to be healthy. And it's the same thing. I mean, I started to take, you know, just to go back to your raw cuts, sometimes you need the partner. I mean, I enjoyed going to your class just simply because I would see you. And they are right. You are a very big motivational person in making people see something different. We need to do the same thing with all the aspects of our life. And I think we don't rely on individuals enough.
Right.
We try to do so much ourselves. And you bring up a very good point. One of the things I have to be very cautious in is I'm the administrator of an assisted living program, but I had an opportunity, too, to take care of my parents.
Yes.
And take care of my father in my own home. And one of the things that we have to focus on is it isn't the right thing for everybody.
No.
And there's different opportunities, different choices, and we need to work together to help friends, to help coworkers. You know, this might not be somebody might be listening today and you might not be experiencing it, but you might be having lunch with somebody that you work with that is struggling to get through the day at work because they're worrying about their parent at home.
Yeah.
And so you might be able to help somebody else. So we need to really look out for each other.
Right. You know, and it's funny you say that because when my mom got out of the hospital and out of rehab, somebody in my class had mentioned somebody's a company to me that does some home care type things, and I was able to tap in on that because that person told me that.
Mm-hmm.
People who are listening right now might not be at the stage right now where they need help with their loved ones, but perhaps their friend needs mm-hmm. help and they're not listening right now. I mean, we really do need to help each other. And I mean, I was so impressed with Peregrine's Landing Senior Community when I went there and checked it out. And you can go to their website, peregrineslanding.com. It's Peregrines. It's also on my website at robbieraw.com. You can just click on the link. But the facility, you have a picture on the website of the facility. It is like a 5-star, like a 10-star hotel there. And it's not a nursing home. It's not a...
No, we have 1-bedroom apartments, so it's not a really big transition when your mom or your dad needs a little bit of assistance, 24-hour supervision. They might not need help with their personal care. They might not need somebody to give them their medications or help them with the shower, but you might be concerned over the safety of them at 2 o'clock in the morning when you
right.
can't be there.
Right.
So, you know, it's really nice. They can bring their own furniture. They set up their own apartment. They can attend things that they want to attend. I encourage people to go to our Facebook page because you will see activities there that I often say that I need to live there to experience, you know, a lot of the social events. I don't have such a social life as my residents do. We had a Taiwan-on party on Wednesday because the Wednesday before...
Taiwan-on party.
Taiwan-on. And they had happy hour, and we all wore ties.
Different
funny ties and different things, but they had happy hour and appetizers.
Wow. Tell me about, this virtual dementia tour, like, is there a fee for coming?
It's free.
It's free.
Totally
wow.
free. We have accepted certain donations if people want to put some donations in a cup, and some of the money goes back to the activity department at Peregrine's Landing and also to Second Wind Dreams, which is the founder of the Virtual Dementia Tour. But what's happened is, you know, many times people feel like I think I know what it's like to get older. It must be horrible to lose your memory. But when people are going through this and their family member is doing strange things and, you know, not acting or talking the way that they used to, and you don't understand it, and nobody knows how to communicate with your parent anymore, how do you have that continued relationship? It damages the later years. You know, we want to remember. We had happy memories when we grew up.
Yes.
We want our later memories with our parents to be wonderful ones.
Right, right.
And so you can't think you know it all because you were never through it before. I was never through it before.
No.
Even though I worked in the field, I have to say that until I actually experienced it personally, I didn't see some aspects that my family members were probably going through. And so it's giving me a different perspective when I meet and take care of families. So this particular training actually provides you an opportunity to know
what somebody is feeling as far as sometimes the noises or the confusion inside of their head, some of the physical and the sensory effects that are because there's damage to the inside of the brain with this disease. And this is a key time. This is holiday time. People are getting together. Families are coming together that, you know, maybe they live in another town or they only get in every couple months to see mom or dad. Yes. Maybe they're only getting in. I mean, I just talked to this woman now and she said, my son, he hasn't been home in 7 years. Mm. When you get together as a family, sometimes it's those people that aren't around mom or dad all the time that all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Because when you see things every day, you're missing something. You're not seeing the forest through the trees.
Right, right.
So this is a prime time when families are getting together for the holidays to really do four things. They need to look, they need to listen, they need to evaluate the situation, and then they need to act. And one of the things they don't want to do is make rash decisions during that holiday visit. They don't want to interrogate mom or dad or say, this isn't a good time for you to, you know, be living alone. I see different things that are going on. But it's something that they should really be looking at all of the warning signs and then going back with their siblings, talking about things, then getting with some professionals. And one of the things at Peregrine's Landing, and people can call us at 893-3000. They can ask for Charlene. They can ask for Akasha. But we can help put you with the right people that can help you make the right decisions. You know, in taking care of your parent.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'll tell you, we're gonna go to our indoor sponsors in just a second, but I want to say, you know, the thing is, and there are many families that are in town right now that are out of town generally, and when you're talking to your mom or your dad or your loved one over the phone, many times they seem like they're really with
they
it,
do.
And they seem like, you know, you don't know if they're stumbling around. You don't know how they are on a day-to-day basis.
They have cliches that sayings that they'll say to
exactly.
you. Exactly. I'm fine. Everything's good.
Right.
I just ate.
And you know, when you see them and when you're around them, and really when you're around your siblings, that's the time to talk about, okay, you know what? Let's have this conversation while we're here. We might not be together for another 7 years, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, families are together this weekend because of the holiday in the States and also in Canada, too. You know, or talk on the phone to each other. You have to talk and really figure out, how are we going to take care of mom or dad if there isn't a person like me that is taking care of them already at home? And most families can't do that. Most families aren't equipped to do that. They don't have the house set up to do that. They're not nurses. They're, you know, and so people need to think about this ahead of time. I want to talk more about, you know, where this is and what's going on, and we'll come back from our endorsed sponsors. Before we go to break, I do want to talk about no guilt goodies. I had, oh my gosh, Charlene, you tasted it yesterday.
I did. It was delicious.
The pumpkin cheesecake, vegan cheesecake from No Guilt Goodies, raw organic ingredients for special desserts. They are amazing. NoGuiltGoodies.com. I had the pumpkin cheesecake. I've had the strawberry cheesecake. There's no cheese in it or dairy or anything like that. It's raw vegan organic ingredients. She makes chocolate truffles, chocolate ganache, cookies, my goodness, protein balls. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it right now. And Ken's over there thinking, why didn't you bring me any? Ken's on her phones right now, by the way. And all of the No Guilt Goodies, you need to check them out on their Facebook page or go to NoGuiltGoodies.com. She's got pictures up. My good friend Beth does this. And God's gifted her to do this. So check out her goodies. Really, you can have your cake and eat it too. Go to NoGuiltGoodies.com. You won't be disappointed. Yes, you can get high, you know, fructose corn syrup, sugar, hydrogenated oil treats and all that, and you'll be sick, thick, and tired. But you shouldn't do that. You should get No Guilt Goodies. That's the way I get my treats, and I'm telling you, they are to die for. Think ahead of time for the next holiday coming up, you know, Christmas, New Year's. You want to offer yourself and your family and your guests something that's good for them, but also very, very sweet and awesome for you. So NoGuiltGoodies.com. So listen, Charlene Brocious from Peregrine's Landing in the house. We'll be right back with the raw truth. I can't believe that November is over. This is crazy. But I'm going into the most beautiful. We are going into the most beautiful time of the year, of course, Christmas. And remember the reason for the season. That's so cliche, but it's so true. So, you know, make sure you keep all of that in the forefront, God front and center in your life. And make sure you go to my website, robbierod.com. Check out my new programs for 2014, my new Bible study. I was so grateful to offering Bible studies over the last few years that are biblically based, health, fitness, wellness, and teaching at Kingdom Bound and presenting at so many different churches and platforms where God has placed me. I'm just grateful for the opportunity this year to be doing it again and obviously to be hopefully a light to others, for people to take care of their temple. And I'm just grateful. I'm going to be, again, rolling out my signature healthy eating programs, the 12-week programs coming up in January. They will be sold out, I know, so make sure that you sign in quickly or sign up quickly. And also we'll be rolling out my holistic once a month programs coming up, and along with the fact that this Bible study, my signature based Raw Truth Bible study, which I have in the past incorporated some of the principles from Daniel's fast, and this year Daniel's plan, the new Daniel plan, I posted that all on social media. You can click on the site. Dr. Oz is part of that, coming up with the Daniel plan, and Dr. Hyman. There's a ton of professionals that have helped put together the Daniel plan, and I'm excited to be rolling that out as well. Been talking about that over the last couple of months. Don't forget, our phone lines are open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Dr. Cinchetti, he joins me from Buffalo Sports and Spine next week. I'm so excited about that. And right now, Charlene Brocious from Peregrine's Landing is in the house, and families are together, and we are taking care of our families. We're thinking about taking care of our families, and we want to, and it really is biblically, we're commanded to take care of people in need. So we're going to go to our phones right now, Shar. We have Mary from Williamsville. You're on The Raw Truth. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. A day off for me, so that's good.
Oh, good. Well, I'm happy about that.
Yeah,
so do you have a question for Charlene?
Yes. Yes. I had a question for you regarding where your class is held, the Raw Cuts class, at which BAC?
Oh, I teach at the Eastern Hills BAC and also at the Evans location, the women's, and I'm teaching today at 1 o'clock. So, yeah, come and check it out. It's a multi-level body sculpting class that uses the principles of rhythmic variations, which shock and confuse the muscle fibers that give you max amount of benefit in the shortest amount of time. And if you're going to work out, you might as well look like you work out, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm interested in staying healthy, so that may be a class I'm interested in.
Yeah, come and check it out. Are you a member there?
No.
Well, you can go to the website, thebuffaloathleticclub.com, or go on Facebook, and you can download a pass there, a free pass.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, check it out. I hope to see you. Mary, come up to me and say hello, okay? If you're gonna be there today, I'd love to see you at the Evans Club at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Glad I caught the show. It's just changing the dial around and caught your show. It's a nice show.
Oh, thank you. Well, keep listening.
Good information.
God bless you. Don't change the dial anymore. Keep listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Charlene, we were talking about when is the virtual dementia tour that you're offering?
The virtual dementia tour is Wednesday, December 11th. It starts at 9 o'clock. They're two-hour sessions, and you sign up. We take probably anywhere from 10 to 15 participants through the experience, and then you have a debriefing where we all talk about the experience that we just went through. And I also help families in trying to see what they could do different than after having the experience. I try to work with them to show them different modifications that they could do, either in communicating with their loved one, caring for them. But we go through different experiences with with that. So they can sign up for the different sessions that are approximately 2 hours long, and we're going all the way through till around 6 o'clock. If people are interested, please call Kasia at 474-3089, and she will sign you into some of the sessions. And if our sessions are full, we'll do another, you know, we can do another day of it.
Right, right. And so can children go through this, or is it just for adults, or what are the ages that people can go through?
Probably children that are probably underneath the age of maybe, you know, 13, 14 years old might not really get the full impact. But actually, I've had individuals that when I do trainings in other areas, I've actually had individuals who are living in senior apartments or starting with some early memory loss that have gone through and they've wanted to get a different perspective. So it's not just family members, it's healthcare professionals. If you work in the healthcare field and you want to do a better job, you know, I do these trainings, you know, inside of nursing homes and for other individuals too. So, I mean, my goal is to really make sure that individuals can give better quality care. So regardless of where you work, if you work with this population, you know, give me a call.
Right.
And I'll be happy to try to educate, you know, individuals so that they can do a better job.
Well, I know that's awesome because you're the administrator at Peregrine's Landing, but you actually go to other facilities to help educate them. And you're a registered nurse, Charlene, and you took care of your own parents.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing this for many, many years. And that's why I use you as a resource for myself, even though, you know, I'm taking care of my mom. But it's so important, I think, as we were talking about before the break, that people, you know, really, I guess, start thinking about this now. You know, don't wait until you're in a state of an emergency where, you know, your loved one falls or your loved one, you know, is to the point where they should not be alone anymore. They can come and actually tour the facility at Peregrine's Landing, correct?
They can come, they can tour, they can have lunch, they can attend one of our social functions and get an idea, sit down, talk to our residents, see, you know, how many of them have come to our building to live at a time of crisis. Maybe they had their spouse pass away, or maybe their children have moved out of the area and they're just not really comfortable with living alone and taking care of a house and the snow and driving to stores. I mean, we offer 3 restaurant-style meals a day, delicious meals. They can choose off of a menu. They have a full social calendar. As I said, they are just so busy all the time. I believe if you go to our website at peregrineslanding.com, there should be a link there to be able to hit the Facebook page or go into Facebook and then click into Peregrine's Landing. But, you know, we're always posting a lot of the events that are on. But this time of year is the time where you really need to be looking when you're with your family and, you know, watch your parents as they're carrying on some of the simple tasks around the house. See how they're walking through the house. If you haven't visited mom or dad in a while, look and see whether they're, you know, hanging onto chairs as they're walking through, you know, grabbing onto the couch as they're walking through the room. Maybe they're not real stable on their feet. Maybe they could use some physical therapy or occupational therapy. Maybe they need a walker or a cane to help them. It's not always some big, huge, drastic move. Sometimes it's the smaller things that you have to look at, but you know, look at their medicine. Check and see what the date is on the medicine and see when did they have that refilled and how many pills are left in there. Maybe your mom and dad aren't taking the medicine the way they're supposed to. Check the refrigerator out. Is there expired food? Are they eating? If they're still driving, look at that odometer from one visit to the next and see how much they're driving. They lie to you. They want you to think they're okay. They don't want anything changed. And there comes a point in life where they don't make good judgments for themselves. And you have to be the stronger, bigger kind of Gestapo and say, you know, this isn't working right, you know.
Well, and you know what? And is children, it's hard for us to tell our parents what to do.
Oh, right.
Because they don't want their children telling them what to do.
No, and many, if you have, I'll tell you the hardest, your mom is a peach, okay? So
thank you.
You could fill her mouth with manure, and she's not going to say, I mean, she's just a peach. Everything's wonderful. My family's great. But you know what? Strong personalities, people who had really strong, abrasive kind of control personalities, they're the hardest going through this because they yell at you, they swear at you, they tell you, you know, you're not moving me out of my house, I know what I'm doing, you're my child. And, you know, as the child, I don't care how old we are, we're still the child.
Yes.
You know, it stings. It hurts when they say these comments to us. And, you know, and you don't want to demean them by making them feel that they're less than the powerful person and the wonderful person that gave us all of our opportunities.
Right.
But they are masking. They're covering. And
well, and, you know, that is when I think it's important to have someone like you talk to them. Talk to the family, because maybe they don't want to hear it from their children,
mm-hmm.
but when they come to Peregrine's Landing and they see what's going on there and they see how wonderful the people are, you know, being taken care of and having fun, and it's not a nursing home. It's a beautiful seniors
apartment,
and that, you know, someone like you, I honestly, it's the reality. They have to almost hear it from someone like you.
It's better if somebody else,
yes.
is it. You know, using the doctor as an excuse. Sometimes it's the best time to make the transition is when there is something that happens. And then you can have the doctor say, you know what, we just need you to get a little bit stronger. You know, we have a vacation wellness program where individuals can come and they can stay in a gorgeous apartment. You saw the apartment. And
oh, my
it's
gosh.
Just simply for vacation respite.
That
and somebody
is awesome.
Could stay there for 2-3 weeks
yeah.
and get on their feet again, get some physical therapy. But in the meantime, they're around some other people. And that's where I'm saying, when you're coming and visiting your parents, look and listen. Look around their apartment. Look around their house. Are they getting friends that are coming to visit? If you're coming in from out of town, call a few of your mom or dad's friends. See when the last time they actually saw them. Social isolation is probably one of the biggest things that cause depression and then mask symptoms of dementia.
Absolutely.
And as people are aging, I mean, how many friends does your mom still have at 91?
Yeah,
I mean, my mom
many.
Was her best friend, and my mom's not here anymore. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they lose things along the way, and so they're getting more isolated. We're
right.
busy with lives, and they're sitting there looking at a TV and a newspaper.
Right.
So you need to be paying attention to some of the signs that are actually around there.
Right. Well, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors again, and I just want to remind you that you should check out one of our new sponsors is, we'll talk more about this, Shara, when we come back, but one of our new sponsors, Rebecca Albert, licensed massage therapist. You need to check out her website, Rebecca Albert, licensed massage therapist. She is amazing. Talk about preventing you know, disease and working through injuries and things like that. I actually bring my 91-year-old mom to her. She is awesome. I mean, when I think of a massage, or when I thought of massage back in the day, I didn't think of a therapeutic massage. I thought about just getting a massage to make myself feel good. But I'll tell you, a therapeutic massage coupled with proper nutrition and supplementation as a preventative measure in part of an ongoing care regime can make fewer visits to the doctor, as well as fewer copays, prescriptions, over-the-counter medications. And ultimately, Rebecca says, it means a healthier and happier you. Her website talks about all of the different things she offers, including gift certificates with Cyber Monday coming up right now, and the fact that, you know, you don't want to probably, you know, give things that are unhealthy to people. This is a gift of health that you can give to someone. And honestly, she also takes some insurances as well. So some insurance policies cover therapeutic massage. Rebecca Albert, go to her website, Rebecca Albert, licensed massage therapist. That's A-L-B-E-R-T is the way you spell Albert. Both Peregrine's Landing, Rebecca Albert, and all of the endorsed sponsors for The Raw Truth are on my website. So if you go to www.robbieraw.com, you can click on her link, click on Peregrine's Landing link, and they're all there, and you can go right to their websites. So Rebecca Albert, licensed massage therapist, you can give her a call, 716-316-2511. Again, 716-316-2511. We only have a few more minutes left with Charlene Brocious from Peregrine's Landing, and I want to make sure I get your calls, and we'll still keep the phone lines open for a few more minutes. 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. And, you know, it's that kind of time of year where, you know, we are, eating a little bit differently than we normally do, going to some parties to celebrate Christmas and, of course, Thanksgiving just passed. Do not wait to register for the Raw Truth 12-Week Healthy Eating Programs, also the Holistic Raw Truth Healthy Living classes, and also the Raw Truth Signature Bible Studies, which in the past has incorporated some of the principles from the Daniel's Fast. And this year, in 2014, I'll be also incorporating Daniel's plan, the Daniel plan, which is new, coming up. You can click on it on my Facebook page on either the Raw Truth page or Robbie Raw. And again, I'm just so grateful to be able to, you know, help other people take care of their bodies and their temples the way that God intended us to do. We want to live that abundant life, but it's mind, body, soul, spirit. So I'm talking food, faith, family, fun, fitness. It's all incorporated. And speaking of family, you know, we need to take care of our own bodies, but we need to take care of our loved ones as well. And that's why Charlene Brocious is here talking about the services that she offers. She's got a free seminar coming up, Virtual Dementia Tour, which is coming up in December, right, Char?
December 11th. It's at the Holiday Inn Express on Niagara Falls Boulevard, right across from the airport.
And they'll be able to experience what people with dementia go through. I want to come to this. I think it'll be really, really, you know, an eye-opener. But you can call Peregrine's Landing 893-3000 for more information. And so what if people are to a point right now, or maybe they're not to a point right now, where they just want to check out Peregrine's Landing Apartments? First of all, what is the age? I know people who are in their 50s and 60s are living there, correct?
I actually have a couple people that have medical reasons, and so they're living there, and they're only in their 40s.
Wow.
We have people all the way up into their 90s, and we really are, we have a Peregrine Way philosophy. We really look at the uniqueness and the individuality of everybody. So regardless of their age, we make sure that, you know, we accommodate everybody's need. We also accommodate the family's need. We're very big on education, and so it's not just about having the your loved one come and live with us. We actually look at what your individual needs are, and we recognize that there's different dynamics that go on with siblings or, you know, aunts, uncles, and so we try to help everybody get through the process the best that they can, because not everybody ages well. I mean, we'd like to think that people do, but especially with this horrible, and I say horrible because there isn't a cure for Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
And it's really difficult to have this memory deficit and memory problems and try to get through some things on your own, especially when you're also dealing with an individual's personality.
Right, right. And, you know, the thing is, of course, you know, we tend to make changes when our loved ones need it. But then
you act in crisis, and
exactly.
You act on emotion, and you're not acting on facts.
Right.
And so I think that individuals, if they could take advantage of some seminars that are out there and learn a little bit ahead of time, it's like financial planning.
Right, right.
You know,
we're running out of time, but I want to get to this call here because we only got 2 minutes left. But Karen from Clarence, is this my friend Karen from Clarence?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? I'm so glad you called in.
I know, and I'm so glad that you have Charlene on today because, of course, everything's in its right timing, right? My mom is 85, and, you know, she's been very active golfing and driving still and going back and forth to Florida. She's a snowbird. But really this year, Charlene, I've just been noticing she's starting to forget things. She loses her keys. She lost her coat. She keeps calling, asking for things. And she's supposed to go to Florida for 3 months in January, and she's still driving. And now she's lived in the same area for 57 years and got lost going to my sister's house just like 3 blocks away yesterday. And I'm starting to get really concerned. And when is the time when you say, you know, Mom, I don't think you can go anymore?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things, Karen, that you want to do is if this is a pretty, you know, recent change with your mom is you want a really good medical workup because you want to see if there's other things that could be contributing to this. And sometimes something, you know, as simple as, you know, maybe her thyroid is off, you know, it could be there. that could be the reason that she's having some deficits. But
yeah, she's been to the doctor. He goes every year. I make sure that she goes, and all her numbers have been good. She's only on a blood pressure medication, and she only takes half of that. Other than that, she's got no medical problems whatsoever. However, Alzheimer's does run in her family, but she's 85.
Oh, wow.
And God bless her to be 85 and still be that functional, because yeah, a lot of people aren't.
Yes, yes. You're going to have to get in touch with Charlene, because we're out of time. But
893-3000,
893-3000, and make sure you tell her you're my good friend, Karen, when you call. And
that
you called on the phone, and call in again earlier so we could chat.
I know.
Okay. God bless you. Okay. Take care. All right. So, Charlene, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
It's so appropriate that we're talking about this, you know, monthly, because everyone needs to know what you know about helping their family members age gracefully and safely, and all the things that go along with that. So people need to check out Peregrine's Landing on Facebook, peregrineslanding.com. Go to my website, robbierod.com, and just click on the link for Peregrine's Landing. All my endorsed sponsors are there. And call 893-3000, 893-3000. Sign up for that virtual dementia tour in December. It's free. And again, thank you so much, Charlene.
Thank you.
And next month when we come on, we'll be talking about, again, you know, the similar things. We can't talk enough about this. I want everyone to have a great week. God bless. We'll see you next week with Dr. Cecchetti from Buffalo Sports and Spine.